I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Christ is King. I have no problems proclaiming that. Christ is my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is King. And by the way, those shirts are available right now at spnstore.com. Say it loud. Yeah, because it won't be long before it's a criminal offense to say so. Who's willing to make the sacrifice? Christ is King shirts. These are high-quality shirts. They're available at spnstore.com, as well as a whole bunch of other things that we believe in. And the store, it's been set up because at any moment, these people could try to take us off of Rumble. They could try to take us down anywhere. We're protecting ourselves from advertisers becoming afraid to advertise with us because of our anti-Semitic hate speech. Speaking of which, Israel has done it again. Yeah, once again, the Israelis have taken out international humanitarian aid workers. They've killed them. They're dead. They carried out a deliberate airstrike as they tried bringing food to the Palestinian people of Gaza, who right now are starving to death en masse, dying of disease, dying of exposure and of wounds that have caused them this prolonged, unimaginable agony. A massive percentage of them are children. This platform is about fighting for children. And all of this death and all of these kids dying, it's all thanks to Israel's mega violent campaign against civilians, their scorched earth strategy to just ravage Gaza, to destroy the infrastructure, to kill and remove the people, to steal their land, and then to build it back in their own image, to their own ends, and their own profit. Every single day, Israel is indiscriminately bombing children in Gaza, launching artillery strikes, airstrikes, drone strikes, ground assaults that include the use of chemical nerve agents. And so, of course, caring people come to help. And when they come to help, when they come from other countries, including the United States, to care for the women and children and old people who've been displaced and wounded and starved by this war, they too fall prey to the Israelis. All of us remember at the start of this conflict, Israel told us outright, no aid will be allowed to Gaza. The Palestinians, they said, are nothing more than, quote, human animals, and they're to be treated as such. No food, no medicine, no fuel. Let them die. The Israelis were very open about their plans to send these Palestinians back to the Stone Age, to cause as much suffering and death as possible to soften their target, so that their paper army of TikTok freaks and limp wrists that are regularly equipped with diapers could walk right in and plant their rainbow Star of David flag, the Star of Remphan, without being scared to death by kids with rocks. And now, because of international pressure and pressure from the United States, which largely emanates from the grassroots, they've had to allow a tiny trickle of humanitarian aid to come into Gaza. But as is usually the case, this aid is only really allowed on paper. In reality, when aid workers show up, they become fair game to the Israelis. They become targets, and then they become deceased. Slaughtered. Mowed down in cold blood. They become sitting ducks who are led right into the teeth of their predators. And so do the people that they're trying to help. This isn't new. They've been doing this for decades. That landmass in Gaza has been an open-air concentration camp. And these Israelis have just been allowed to get away with it, because they're our greatest geopolitical ally. Don't you question them. 21 years ago, the Israelis killed American citizens with a bulldozer. A young, idealistic woman who went to Gaza to call for peace, to call for an end to the violent Jewish colonization of Palestinian communities and the martial law that governed generations of civilians, and she was murdered by the Israelis. And what happened in response? Exactly nothing. No, as a matter of fact, the United States continued sending them money, continued fighting wars on their behalf, and since then, nothing has changed. It's only gotten worse, as a matter of fact. The Israelis have only gotten more brazen in carrying out these public displays of ethnic cleansing and genocide and mass murder. It was just over a month ago now that they murdered over 100 Palestinian civilians and wounded hundreds more. They mowed them down when they tried to pick up humanitarian aid. But you know, the news cycle is only about 24 seconds long. So everybody has forgotten about those people. Just forget about it. Go to soccer practice. Just make your meatballs for the spaghetti that you're having later. Don't worry about it. Don't use your social media to question the Israelis. No, because you want to mark yourself safe today from being an anti-Semite. When these people approached an aid convoy to get food and clean water and medical supplies, they were mowed down. As they ran up to the trucks, full of hope, the Israelis opened fire on them indiscriminately. They killed whoever they could, as many people as possible. And just like we saw this week with the murder of 7 members of the World Central Kitchen, including an American citizen, yet another American citizen struck down by the Israelis, by our greatest ally. And these people who were killed, they were volunteers from around the world. At least one of them was Jewish. And these people go into these disaster areas, they go into war zones, and they deliver food and they deliver hot meals to people who are suffering, and that's why they were in Gaza. They were in communication with the Israeli military the entire time. They were letting them know exactly where they were, letting them know that they were passing through, letting them know that they would have a safe passage, making sure of that, making sure, hey, we will be safe, right? The Israelis knew exactly who these people were. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly why they were there. And they killed them in cold blood. They called in an airstrike on their convoy, a convoy that was clearly marked with gigantic signs saying World Central Kitchen. And in the aftermath of this attack, we have to give serious credit to this organization, because they're refusing to back down. They're refusing to let these Israelis chalk this up to a tragic accident and sweep it under the rug. The World Central Kitchen released a statement, and the group's CEO, Aaron Gore, said, quote, "This is not only an attack against World Central Kitchen. This is an attack on humanitarian organizations showing up in the most dire of situations where food is being used as a weapon of war. This is unforgivable. I'm heartbroken and appalled that we, World Central Kitchen, and the world, lost beautiful lives today because of a targeted attack by the IDF." End quote. Now, I'm going to ask you, just think about this for a minute. These people were from the World Central Kitchen. They're bringing food to civilians who are starving. The Israelis knew exactly what they were doing. If they were from the World Central Bank instead of the World Central Kitchen, maybe Israel wouldn't have blown that up. But they do this all the time. This is the Israeli way. And the world is waking up to it. Just months ago, it would have been unfathomable for any appreciable number of people, people of any influence, to be questioning Israel, to be publicly calling out their systematic war crimes, their organized murder of civilians and foreign nationals. But this war has completely changed the landscape. And World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andrews went even harder than the group's CEO in a statement released on X. He said, quote, "The Israeli government needs to stop this indiscriminate killing. It needs to stop restricting humanitarian aid, stop killing civilians and aid workers, and stop using food as a weapon," end quote. He's right. And then these people need to face extreme accountability for the acts of war criminal crimes that they have carried out. Let's not forget this attack on the World Central Kitchen on aid workers. It came just one day after Israel once again expanded its war over international borders to bomb the Iranian consulate in Syria. And now Iran says they're planning to strike back. And why wouldn't they? What would you expect our government to do if America was bombed by the Iranians or anyone? What should America or any other serious country do if Iran bombed our consulate? We would invade half of the Middle East to spread democracy. And then we would invite the people that we just invaded to take up residence in our public schools. Since the very beginning of this war, since the immediate aftermath of the October 7 attacks, Israel and the United States have been trying to bait Iran into joining in. They have been trying to draw them into a conflict and set the whole Middle East on fire and allow Israel to really start wiping out entire populations, dumping refugees into Europe and into the United States and expanding its national borders, creating greater Israel. Murdering aid workers is part of this process. There is no other way to look at this. This is cold blood murder. These are war crimes, and these people must be apprehended and face accountability. Sulaiman Ahmed joins us now to share more on this. Do you agree?
I completely agree with everything you said, essentially. And I just want to start by giving my thoughts and prayers to a few people. The first one is Christian American Shireen Abu Akleh, who was murdered. I'm sorry, who would have been 53 today had she not been murdered by the Israeli forces who murdered her, killed her, and then lied about it. And only after their lies were exposed that they finally admitted that she was assassinated in cold blood. And then they made a ruckus in her funeral and did not even let her get buried in peace. So my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Shireen Abu Akleh, a Christian American whose only crime was to be a journalist in Palestine and to report the truth. Also, our thoughts and prayers go out to the 7 aid workers that you have mentioned that have been murdered and killed. And I'm going to mention their names because I don't think their names should be forgotten. These people gave their lives for humanity. These people wanted to provide aid for the people in Gaza who are, as you have stated quite accurately and succinctly, have been starved to death. And the names are Zomi Frankum, age 43, from Australia. Damien Sobel, Polish, age 35. Saif Abu Taha, Palestinian, age 25. Jacob Flickinger, age 33, American Canadian. He has dual citizenship both in America and Canada. John Chapman, age 57. James Henderson, age 33. And James Kirby, age 47. All three of them are British nationals and are ex-British military. They served the British armed forces. They gave their lives, they risked their lives for this country. And unfortunately, once they'd retired and they'd gone to provide aid in Gaza, the Israeli army murdered them. And it's a time to call out these fake British nationalists who have basically almost tried to create anarchy in the United Kingdom, claimed that they were doing it in the to voice or in the ideology of nationalism, which isn't the case because in reality, they've been exposed as Zionists. People like Tommy Robinson, K.E. Hopkins, Douglas Murray, Lawrence Fox, Paul Golden, all of them who claim they're nationalists, but 3 British military men just got murdered and they said nothing. This did not even give their thoughts and prayers to their family members. So this just demonstrates that for these people, it's Zionism first. So the only nationalist movements that are supported are those that are Zionist. And any anti-Zionist nationalist movements, they are eradicated, they are suspended. We know on X, for example, Nick Fuentes has been banned. I know Lucas Gage has been significantly suppressed and banned for 3 months. So this is an example. I want people to understand the psychology that only nationalist movements that are supported and controlled by Zionists are allowed. Now, coming back to the point that you said, which was very important, the people in Gaza are being starved. They used to have hundreds of lorries go in from Egypt, from Jordan, just to maintain non-starvation, just to maintain that they had rational amount. This is before October the 7th. Since October the 7th, those trucks and lorries have been completely stopped from going in. They have starved the people. It's a, basically a policy of starvation and hunger to basically kill the people in there without having to go in there and murder them, which they're doing anyway as well. They then did the fake airdrops, which was in order to manipulate the public into thinking that they were doing airdrops. But one airdrop did not even equal, so an entire airdrop did not even equal half a lorry. So just compare half a lorry to the hundreds of lorries that were going in. And they made the people think that that's what they had done. In reality, the airdrops were doing nothing except help with the starvation. They were basically either, and in addition to that, they were also killing people. When the airdrops were happening, people, I think at least 18 people had been killed from it. A lot of the airdrops had gone to the sea as well, at least 30%. And so it was a way of controlling the masses into thinking that there were airdrops. I was speaking to people in the public and they were like, there's airdrops happening. And only when I explained that these airdrops were a camouflage for additional starvation, they realized that what was happening. And then you had a scenario where when these airdrops were exposed, they decided that they were going to do a port. They were going to create a port and they were going to allow food in that way. And we know the port was going to be used in order to dispel the Palestinians. But part of the port was, and this is where it's linked, the World Central Kitchen was providing the first delivery via the sea. This bombing that occurred, and I'm going to explain what happened after this, and as you mentioned, that it is a policy of starvation because now the WCK have pulled out. They don't want to risk any of their people's lives because they know the Israeli army, the Israeli forces are going to murder and kill them. So now one of the few people that have been allowed to continue supporting, they've basically had to remove themselves from the situation because we know previously they had removed UNRWA funding from a wide range of countries. And again, UNRWA was stopped from support. And now we found out later a lot of that evidence was fake. It was propaganda and it has been debunked. Coming back to what they did to the World Central Kitchen, you quite accurately stated that they had been, their logo had been displayed on the van. So they knew who they were bombing. There was three vans, not one. The van was moving and they bombed it. And people who were injured and killed, and they were there. And then people from the second van attempted to go and help them. And then they bombed the second van. And then people from the third van tried to help the first two vans and they bombed them as well. And so you had mass casualties with all of these people being killed. But what makes it worse is we've heard these Western leaders, we've heard Biden talk about how the importance of American lives. I've heard Rishi Sunak, the non-elected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, talk about the importance of British lives. And yet we've just seen now Brits, Americans, Australians, Polish being killed in real time and nothing happened. There is nothing. Actually, what's worse than that, even though the Israelis have now admitted it, Kirby says there's no evidence that they did it or they intentionally did it, but they admit that they intentionally did it. So this is the worst thing about it, that basically even in order to support them or to try and back them up, they're basically coming out with propaganda that even Israelis are not conforming to. So this is the first point I want to make. The second point I wanted to make was in terms of what you mentioned about the Iran bombing. So the bombing of the Iranian embassy in Syria, in Damascus, was extreme escalation. And I think you accurately stated that this has been an attempt by the Israelis to try and goad Iran into a war. And the only thing with that is that it's going to end up in a world war because now Iran are stuck. What are they going to do? Either they don't do anything and they're going to look weak. They're going to look like they've got nothing. They're all talk, but in reality that the Israelis can bomb their embassy, which is their sovereign city. So remember, whenever you have an embassy in a different country, that embassy is still considered a part of your state. So, for example, the American embassy in Syria.
Yeah, that's U.S. soil. That's physically U.S. soil. The Iranian consulate in Syria is Iranian soil. It's their property. It's their sovereign place.
Exactly. That's American soil. So this is Iranian soil. So now they've got three options. One is they either do nothing and they're going to look extremely weak because the bombing killed three senior commanders, one of which was an elite elite commander, so almost on the level of Soleimani, who when he was murdered. So this is it is much more bigger than we think. Like, the level of the people that they've killed is high level people. So now either they do nothing and they're going to look extremely weak, the other option is they start attacking American soil, American embassies in foreign countries, and then that means again American personnel are no longer safe in foreign nations. Or the third point is to attack Israel, and they know if they attack Israel again, America is going to jump in and it's going to escalate to World War III. So what's happened now is it's a severe escalation, and my concern is the concern that we've been having for a significant period of time, that this is going to be almost a prelude to a possible World War III.
We have to abolish this government. We have to act within the confines of the United States Constitution to reenact and to reinforce and to re-implement the rule of law and abolish this government and replace it with a government that is representative of the wishes of the people and does the bidding of the people. Nobody wants hundreds of thousands or millions, depending on your economic status, of your hard-earned money being opened up by the congressional purse strings and sent to neo-Nazis in Ukraine or into war criminals in Israel. Nobody wants that anymore. Nobody wants to fund the military-industrial complex. And they're doing it. They're ripping off your retirement accounts. They're ripping off your savings accounts. It won't be long until the great financial reset. That's imminently coming. You wake up one day, your bank accounts are at zero because they needed the money. They don't get enough. They're just going to go print more. It's fake. It's funny money. Get out of that. You got to have gold and silver, which brings me to my point. I know that people won't mind me taking about 10 seconds here to mention Goldco because they keep this show on the air and make it possible. Call them, 855-706-GOLD. Like, I buy my gold and silver from Goldco. I think you should too. Do you agree that we need to abolish this government, that we need to tear it down and replace it with? I mean, this government has become oppressive to our God-given, inherent, inalienable rights, and they're murdering us.
100%. And look, the problem is, and we've got the same problem in the United Kingdom as you have in the United States. We have a government that's unelected, and we have a government that basically completely is partaking in only considering foreign interests, which is, as you said, Israel and Ukraine, while the people in Britain and in America are struggling significantly. People can't make ends meet. And what happens when people can't make ends meet? They start getting angry. They start getting frustrated. And then what do those people in power do? You mentioned the military industrial complex, the deep state, the Zionists, because we know the Zionists control everything. Whenever we mention these words, it's really the Zionists who are behind it all, right? So what they want is they want to make sure nobody looks at them. What did they do? Cause race wars, cause the white working class and the minority working class to be at each other's throats.
Yeah.
Because while they're doing that, the Zionists are controlling everything. And so you're seeing that now. When people are stressing about, you know, for example, the borders. Now, let me be clear. I do think that borders need to be controlled. That's not what I'm saying. But the level of focus on it is because they want people to focus on each other rather than the Zionists. And I say, don't ignore it. Obviously, those issues need to be sorted out. But more so than that, who are these people who are controlling our governments, who are putting foreign interests before our own? That's the reason you can't afford your electricity. That's the reason you can't afford your water. That's the reason you have to do two or three jobs, both in the United States and the United Kingdom.
They are all people who claim to be Jews. All of them. They're all people who claim to be Jewish people, who are opening the borders, who are introducing fentanyl to our kids, who are introducing transgender indoctrination and propaganda to our kids, who are leading people to go get their booster shots, these lethal injections, who are stealing the money of Americans and really citizens across the face of the planet to fund this forever war, to start World War III, to intentionally provoke Russia. EMP attack could probably be imminent here in the United States. This country could go dark. We're leaving our kids with nothing but a bloodbath. We are running out of time if we don't act right now. Period. That's it. That's all it is. These people are claiming to be Jewish. Every one of them.
And then they hide
behind that.
So just to add to what you're saying.
I've got 2 minutes. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, cool. Just COVID. Let's take COVID as an example. COVID was the biggest distribution of wealth from states to people in the private industry. Who are those people in the private industry? Who made all the money? It's the same people. It's the Zionists. Look at who's in charge of Pfizer, who's in charge of AstraZeneca, and many other of these vaccines. Who was enforcing the lockdowns? Yeah. It's the Zionists. It's the same people. So this was the biggest distribution of wealth from your pocket, from my pocket, into the pockets of the Zionists.
I think a lot of people, including those in Israel, you know, these evildoers that call themselves Jews, I think they like it when we use Zionist because we don't really say Jew. And I think that, you know, I mean, look, I'm not saying all Jews are bad, but I'm saying that all of these people that are doing this bad stuff, they claim to be Jews. So we need to, I think, say that because they're hiding behind a fake religion. They're not practicing Jews. You know, these people want the eradication of civilization. They want us all locked in virtual or digital or financial or even physical prisons. That's what the goal is, to control the masses through fear and through propaganda and through threats of violence. And we need to just strongly proclaim Christ is King. I'll remind you again, spmstore.com for that high-quality shirt, Christ is King. We're not going to be afraid. We'll say it every single day. Sulaiman Ahmed, thank you so much for your interesting perspective. We always appreciate it. God bless you, and can't wait to have you back again sometime soon.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
Of course. Get out of the system right now. GoldCo. Go visit them. GoldCo.com/Stu, or just call them 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all 7 essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember. Buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and CardioMiracle supports the production of nitric oxide so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. CardioMiracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. Are you like so many millions of other Americans struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Well, the IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents and sending over 5 million collection letters to kick off 2024. So in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you and bully you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. That's $1 billion with a B. No matter the size of your tax issue, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to significantly reduce your debt. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate, they also protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help you with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock is ticking. Don't wait as the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Contact the Tax Network USA for immediate relief and expert guidance. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/stew. Don't let these tax issues overpower you. Again, 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/stew. Turn to Tax Network USA and find your path to financial peace of mind. Welcome back. I want to remind you about spnstore.com. That's the Stu Peters Network store. You can get your Christ is King shirts there. You can get the traditional SP logo. We're adding new stuff all the time. Get the Christ is King shirt. Okay, these are high quality blanks, 100% USA made, fit the biceps perfectly. They don't shrink. They don't fade. None of this cheap BS China crap. SPNstore.com. The Purge products are over there, adding new products all the time. The only way that we can support ourselves and stay on the air is to support ourselves in our community by buying from each other, buying and selling from each other, and eliminating these globalist corporations and these big tech firms and all of these people that want us dead. They would love to scare advertisers away. That's the whole point of the Rolling Stone hit pieces and the New York Times and the USA Today and the Daily Beast and all these places that write these hit pieces. The idea here is to scare away advertisers and try to choke people out who are telling the truth, like this platform is, who are giving away films, spending millions of dollars to bring information to you and give it to you for free every single day so you can support us by buying high-quality products that keep you healthy, help you out, have you looking good, spnstore.com. As most of you know, for most of March and early April, college basketball is all over TV. It's all over the headlines as the NCAA tournament is played and a national champion is crowned. But usually, all of the attention is focused on the men's tournament. Well, over the past couple of years, the women's tournament has drawn this huge number of eyes, thanks in large part to Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. For anyone who doesn't know, Caitlin Clark has completely shattered the NCAA's all-time scoring record. She's broken marks held by both women and men. She's done all of this while being vilified by the anti-white sports media, by these social justice fake journalists at ESPN, people like Jamel Hill, who look for any excuse to pile on and attack Caitlin Clark and diminish her accomplishments because she's white. Because she's not some black thug butch drug addict like Brittany Griner. Now, as Caitlin Clark wraps up her college career in this year's tournament, a huge audience is tuned in to watch Iowa play LSU in the Elite Eight. Last year, LSU beat Iowa in the national championship. LSU was cast as the savior of Black America, the team that would run in and defeat Caitlin Clark and the white girls of Iowa and would be led by an Angel Reese, a tall black girl with a huge mouth. But this year, Iowa won. And they did it after LSU, in the ultimate gesture of being the BLM team, left the court for the national anthem. Yeah, they refused to even be present for the playing of America's national anthem, and they got completely dragged by Caitlin Clark and the white Iowa Hawkeyes, who are now moving on to the Final Four. So, of course, after the game, Angel Reese, LSU's black protagonist, cast herself as a victim. She started telling the media that she'd been getting death threats before playing white Caitlin Clark, and she even threw in a few Me Too talking points, claiming that she'd been getting sexualized. Now, bear in mind, that this is a woman who had no problem posing in a bathing suit for Sports Illustrated in the off season. She even made a vaginal mold on camera. But now that she's lost in the Elite Eight, she's suddenly this victim of death threats and sexualization, and it's obviously all Whitey's fault. And of course, the media is just completely lapping it up. Anything to take the spotlight off of Caitlin Clark. Anything to take the spotlight off of the winners and put it on their black victim. These people absolutely hate this girl because she is a nice, normal, heterosexual white girl who's accomplished extraordinary things on the basketball court, and she did it without professing the BLM LGBT agenda that's taken over sports, especially basketball, and especially women's basketball, which, as we all know, is mostly run by crazed lesbians. But thanks to Caitlin Clark and this endless media campaign against her, which is so obviously rooted in a deep-seated hatred for white people, especially among angry black women and lesbians, women's college basketball has become an unlikely front in the culture war. Ramsey Paul has a lot to say about this, and he joins us now. Ramsey, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And it was interesting. The coach of LSU, Kim Mulkey, said, I did it. We didn't even know that they played the national anthem before the game. That's why it was no political statement. I'm like, yeah, it's totally unusual to play the national anthem before the start of a sporting event, right? So she's trying to use that line now. But I do think it was a culture war. It kind of represented the new America, which is black, LGBTQ, versus the Iowa, which they mocked as being like milk and whole bread, a white whole bread. But that resonates with people. And a lot of our people, we still like the flag. We like what America was. And I see a lot of that in this tension. And if you think about it, this victimhood by the black players, we have a president, Joe Biden, allegedly, if he's aware, but he can't stand white people. He's anti-white. He's all about LGBTQ. We have officially DEI, how we hire people, promote them. So if you're black, you get all the advantages in this country. You don't get an advantage for being white if you're going for a promotion or a job. You can't have a TV show or commercials with the blacks being the heroes and whites being buffoon. 80% of all mass shootings and interracial violence is black on white. You want to think that by watching the media. We have Black History Month. Didn't we just have Black History Month?
Yeah.
Joe Biden proclaimed. Kwanzaa, a Black nationalist holiday. We play the Black national anthem at Super Bowl. We have BLM. We have reparations. We have anti-white propaganda nonstop. But the real problem is white supremacy and Caitlin Clark. It's just ridiculous.
You know, you also have black people that just get away with everything. I mean, not only are they given everything, but they can do anything with complete impudence.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you even will see that in basketball. And the basketball for in the recent decades has been the black sport. Let's be honest. Like the NBA is about 80% black. But there's some changes in basketball that are really troubling a lot of the commentators. Like, I don't know if you follow the NBA, but the best basketball player in the world, he is a white guy, I think from Serbia, named Jokic. And he plays for the Denver Nuggets. He won the MVP. He didn't win last year, but he's won it twice. He'll probably win it again this year. Then you have Luka, who plays for the Dallas Mavericks, who is another white guy from Europe. So we're seeing a real change here. And I think there's some resentment that Iowa, I don't follow women's basketball as a disclaimer, except for this situation. And
I can't imagine why not. It's so exciting and just so invigorating. It just keeps you on the edge of your seat. Women's basketball. Come on, Ramsey. Why aren't you just on the edge of your seat?
Yeah, I know. The issue is, why do we have women's basketball? Because we have a Supreme Court justice that doesn't even know what a woman is. So I don't even know why we have two separate leagues, right? Because women are just as good as men. But getting beyond that, I looked at the photos and the Iowa team is like shockingly white. I'm like, wow, I didn't see that many white players on a team before. And LSU is mostly black. So I think there is part of that culture war going on. And I think there's some resentment that whites are succeeding in basketball. White teams tend to play a little bit different than black teams. Even in the NBA, they focus more on teamwork, assist, whereas black teams are more about the one person doing a slam dunk and doing a dance. And so it's a whole different view of how to play the game.
You know, I know that we're talking about women's basketball and we're talking about Clark and we're talking about, you know, I mean, walking away from the national anthem because, you know, your team has been just so oppressed and all these other things. And don't give me this BS about they didn't know the national anthem was playing. I mean, come on. You have to be able to think of, I mean, maybe I had, you know, explosive diarrhea and I just couldn't be out there. That would be a whole lot more believable. Or, yes. You know, I was projectile vomiting, you know, something just completely grotesque and just totally disgusting. And nobody would want to see that. Yes, please excuse yourself. Don't give me this line of crap about not knowing that the national anthem plays before sporting events. It just,
yeah, I was like, she's like, oh, is that true? I didn't know that. It's just like literally every event ever since I was a kid, it plays a national anthem. And she's trying to pull, well, I just didn't know that.
So taking that and going away from sports, my question would be this, like societally as a whole, how big of an issue actually is this becoming? I mean, what do you expect that we're going to start seeing in every aspect of life if women's basketball and this narrative takes grip, which I know that it will and that it already has, society-wide?
Well, we're seeing tribalism, and it's sad because I'm an old guy, because I can remember in the 1990s, there seemed to be a lot of effort. And in fact, I can even remember liberals. This is how old I am. It's like, oh, there's no such thing as race. We shouldn't see color. And people brag they didn't see color. We need to treat everyone equally. But now if you say you don't see color, you're an evil, racist, white supremacist. You have to see color. And we got to have equity, not equality. They're two different things. Equality is, of which I support, let the best person win the job. Equity, no. You got to have a racial spoil system that well, never benefits whites, but it benefits primarily blacks. That's what they mean by equity versus equality. So I don't see that improving. It seems like the tensions are getting higher. Like, if you want to overcome all this racial hostility, you wouldn't have a black national anthem. You wouldn't promote Kwanzaa, some black national solidarity.
You wouldn't bow in the congressional rotunda wearing a kente cloth in the name of a career criminal home invading thug called George Floyd.
Right. You want to have Black History Month. You want to promote that sort of stuff. You're, no, we're all Americans. People can do that on their own because we have liberty, or at least we used to. So if you want to celebrate that stupid holiday on your own, whatever. But we as a people, if I was president, we're one people. We're not going to get into this racial divide. But the left, they're all about this racial divide now. This is all they think about. And unless you have like, are dedicated, you're an ally. They always like to use that term now, ally. I don't know if you notice that. You have to be an ally against whiteness. Well, how do you attack whiteness without eliminating white people? Because I always say, oh, there's two different things. I'm like, oh, really? What if I said, oh, well, I'm not against Jewish people, but I'm for eliminating Jewishness in the public sphere. I mean, they would consider that, I think, anti-Semitic. So when these people say, oh, we got to eliminate whiteness, I, you know, I take them at the word, and that's what they're trying to do.
If I'm a black guy and I go steal a car, you know, in West Palm Beach, and I drive it and get into a high speed chase and I do a hit and run and people are injured and the car ends up dumped in Miami somewhere, and the owner, the rightful owner of the vehicle, calls the insurance company to make a claim. The cops in turn investigate the white girl whose vehicle was stolen instead of investigating who it was that was driving that vehicle that ultimately ended up fleeing on foot after hurting people and running from the police. This is happening in this country. I know this for sure.
Right. Yeah. This is the difference between equality and equity. The Western tradition is having equality before the law, meaning everyone's equal. If you commit a crime, here's the penalty. We don't care about your race, gender, sex, or whatever. But equity is like, well, wait a minute. If we do that, there's too many blacks that go to prison. We have black bodies in prison. So we're going to do equity. And what that means, if you're a white guy and you steal a car, yeah, you go to prison because we need to get the numbers up. But if you're black live, if you're black guy, Black Lives Matter, we're just going to let you go free. And a lot of cities or states, especially in California and New York, if you're black, they just let you ride out and you commit more crimes. And it's just turning these places into jungles, and it's horrific. So this is a danger. Equity is evil. Equality, I'm okay for, but equity, boy, that's an evil concept. It's a communist concept, by the way.
I heard you mention that if you were president, you would say that there's just, we are one people and there's no racial divide. But when you statistically look at who's doing the killing and the harming and the hurting, it's overwhelmingly young black males that are committing gun violence and home invasions and murders in the street. So how can you not acknowledge that? And how can you go on as we are all one people when one group of people is just relentlessly murdering and hurting and killing the other group of people? At what point don't you have to step in and stop that?
Well, you do have to stop it. You have to enforce the laws. But what I meant, let's forget blacks. Let's just talk about white people. Even in white people, men commit more violent crimes than women, but we're still one people, right? So I wouldn't say we need to be anti-man or to make up for it. We understand, or youth, young people tend to commit more crimes, white people, than older white people. But that doesn't mean we're not one people. And so that's what I was getting at. No, obviously we have racial differences, and racial differences is real. You have differences in IQ. You have differences in, like in basketball, twitch ability when you're young. Blacks are a little quicker typically. And so that manifests itself. And obviously with crime, men tend to be more aggressive, especially when they're young than women. And I think there's racial differences. And we see that obviously. Blacks commit a lot more violent crimes than, let's say, forget white people, because I don't want to be accused of white supremacists. Asians, Japanese, right? They don't do as much crime as blacks. And so there's a racial component there. But that doesn't mean that we should treat people differently under the law. Here's the law. If you break the law, you go to prison. We don't care if you're black or you're Japanese. And if it means more black people go to jail than Japanese, well, so be it. So be it. Change your own behavior. That's what you want to do. And I think most black people are good. The dirty little secret is there's a small group of people that do the same crimes over and over and over, and they need to be removed from society, either be put in prison or in the graveyard. But we shouldn't have to tolerate these people preying on us. And this is really what's happening. It's a small group of people, and I'm not saying all blacks, but I'm saying it's a small group that's very violent. They're not going to reform, and they're always going to do it until you separate yourselves from them.
I couldn't agree more. How bad does this get before it gets better, or does it ever get better? Is this just the trajectory that we're on right now?
Well, eventually things break apart. And the good thing about DEI is our enemy is becoming incompetent. And you don't want your enemy to be competent and have competent people. So the good thing is it's starting to break down, and they will eventually not be able to have control. And people will start to have their own de facto laws. Like when you get into this whole squatting incident, that's just, I know this is off the subject. But eventually people have to, they have to band together and protect themselves if the government won't protect their property, won't protect their lives. And the government is becoming incompetent because of the people they hire. In a sense, that's good for good people. So it will work itself out. And then I'm not really optimistic about the future of the United States financially, because I don't see a cure for that anytime soon. We're going to have to go through a struggle. But on the other side, I think it's going to be a lot better.
I'm glad to hear that you're joining me in your sense of optimism. And for those of you that don't realize, because, yeah, it's detached from the current story, but it's very much relevant, is this squatting law that we're talking about, where people go in and you don't have to worry about them stealing your TV anymore, your fine jewelry. Now they're actually stealing your home. You're having to hand over the keys. And then you're being arrested and thrown in prison after these people have invaded your home and literally taken over. And the reason why that's happening is because they're not white. And if you were white and you, and if I or you, Ramsey, go in and do a home invasion and then demand the keys and then take it to the police and go through the court process, well, we're turning ourselves in essentially to go to jail and then to be tried for home invasions and all kinds of other different things. But if you're unwhite, not white, non-white, then you're just handed over the keys and the white person goes to jail. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's extortion. In fact, they just finally deported this illegal alien. I forget his name, but he made a viral video on TikTok. It's like, yeah, come to America. And all you do is, if someone's like on vacation, break in their home.
They deported that guy?
I think they did.
Yeah, the bald guy, right? The bald guy that was standing like on a bridge or something. I think he was in Ohio.
And he had all the dollar bills he was showing, you know, like they do.
Yeah. And this is also the guy that held up a baby and said, this is what you do when you come here. And I don't ever need to work again because I just exploit this baby.
Right. And they do, because what you do is you get in the house, and then the government of New York or California, they'll pay your legal fees. So you say, hey, I'm a squatter here. You have to evict me. And oh, by the way, it's probably going to take you a year to do that. Oh, by the way, you can't change the locks. And oh, by the way, I can use the utilities. You can't turn them off. And you better hope I don't damage your house, because if I do, well, too bad for you. And so you could, so they tell these people that, well, instead of going through a year of court cases, I don't have to pay because I get my free legal representation, but you do. How about you give me $10,000 and I will leave? Literally, they're doing this. They're extorting you because they're saying it's going to cost you more $10,000 than $10,000 in legal fees. Just give me $10,000 cash and I will leave your property. Oh. That would not fly in Arkansas. I live in Arkansas. Do not do that. I'm not advocating this, but I know people, my father-in-law who just passed away, if that happened on his property, he would have shot him. I mean, I'm not saying that rhetorically, that would have happened. So don't try that here in Arkansas, but in New York and in California, you can get away with it.
Well, I agree with you. We have to get rid of them, whether it be by deportation, as it was the case with this particular parasitic individual, or whether it's send them to prison or send them to the graveyard. I agree, 100%. It's the only way to deal with the problem. Ramsey Paul, thank you so much for spending the time with us. We appreciate it.
All right.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution, Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew. In today's disgusting and decaying world, it's not just an option to be prepared. No, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my family and ensuring that we're ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, and essential survival gear designed to keep you safe no matter what. In emergency situations, along with a firearm, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I know the people at American Reserves. They're patriots. They're Christians. They care about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. Again, that's AmericanReserves.com. And use discount code STU for 10% off. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready. You're prepared for anything with American Reserves. Before we go tonight, I want to make sure to remind you, SPNstore.com. You see the Rolling Stone and the USA Today and the Homosexual Daily Beast and all of these other satanic organizations. You know, they're trying to take us down. Media Matters. They write all of these hit pieces. What they're trying to do is scare advertisers away from doing business with us because we're naming the Jew, essentially, is what it boils down to. People who claim to be Jewish are doing nefarious things in our country, and they have an overwhelmingly over-representation in our government. It's unprecedented. It's been happening for decades. We're the ones that are saying, hey, there seems to be a problem. And so for that, it's the one thing that you can't talk about without being canceled. And so now they're trying to cancel us. So we are uncancelable, as you know, because we have supported each other, one another, for so long. That's why we launched SPNstore.com. Go to the store right now and proclaim your uncancelability by wearing the Christ is King shirt. Christ is King. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I will never be afraid to say it, even if it's criminalized. If you want to drag me out of my house, good luck with that. Talk about that in just a minute. One advertiser that has been here since the beginning has become a close personal friend of the network and a personal friend of mine, and that's because he's unafraid, and that is Carlos Cortez with Cortez Wealth Management, who joins us now. Carlos, you've been unafraid to stay with us, you know, and you say, hey, I know it's tough for Stu Peters to be out there on an island doing these things, but we believe in his efforts to save lives. We believe in his efforts to fight for kids. I mean, that's why you stay, I would presume. And then you also on an island, you know, you're making all kinds of really risky shot calls, but then doing unrisky things with the people who have called you or booked an appointment with you because you're getting their money away from a place where the federal government can touch it.
That's right. And Christ is the King forever. And just like Joshua said, in me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's been our staple in our home, in our church, obviously, but also in our place of e-commerce, of commerce, I would say. And I love the fact that Wall Street right now is so corrupted and so disgusting. I mean, everything you've talked about, you can tie it to the money. And the money is actually the root of all evil, but the love of money, right, is what the word says. So to bring scriptures on something on a very disgusting street like Wall Street, we're supposed to be the light. And that's why I'm here. Like, there's so much darkness out there. I just want to be the light on Wall Street, if there is any at all. But really, what the problem right now, where I'm really concerned, Stu, is the banks. They're pushing all this news on the banks like it's nothing. But we are going through a process of tokenization. And pretty much you, I, everyone in between is being digitized. And we are going to be known as the era of digitization. You had the industrial era, right? We had the e-commerce era. We have the artificial intelligence era. And now we're having a hyper-digitization era where everything is going to be tokenized, from your home to your checking account to your cars. I bought a car last year from my father-in-law. They did not even send him a title. They actually said, call your state because it's on the blockchain. You're registered. So everything will be digitized, because you know why. What do they want? What's the end game here? The end game is to track, trace, and control you, and to implement a social credit score. That's what stupid face Biden wants to do. That's what he's getting paid with puppet master Obama. And it's showing. It's showing in every aspect of our lives. And how do we combat that? It's no longer, how much money do I have to last for the rest of my life? The conversation is, how can I protect it from the CBDCs that is affecting our retirement. How can I protect it from the government that wants to track, trace, and control me into oblivion, into a social credit score? And so the social credit score is coming. And so what's crazy is this is not a conspiracy theory. It's happening right now. It's happening. Like, legit, you can look up RWA. There's even crypto tokens that make money off of the RWA process. BlackRock has incentivized a whole fund to help companies tokenize their assets. And it's called RWA, tokenization. You can look it up.
We're running out of time. And this is why, like, I know a lot of people have the impression that I'm like super well off and making a ton of money. And that's fine. They can believe whatever they want, but it doesn't take a lot of money, right? I mean, so for me, again, May, beginning of May, I'm going to be chipping away, sending you more money so that I know that it's going to be invested into a place that's going to compound. I know what I'm going to have when it's time for me to retire. And I know that with a small amount of money, I can convert that into a large amount of money that will allow me to comfortably retire. And anybody can do this, which is why I implore you, please call Carlos Cortez in his office, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446, or book that appointment online, free appointment, no obligation. You don't have to agree to do business with Carlos, but hear him out. Just go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. We are out of time for today. We will be back tomorrow from the same place at the same time. Until then, stay strapped and God bless you.